Filmmaker Chris Langford will be representing Cambridge at next weekend's Kitchener-Waterloo Film Festival. Langford's recent production, Coffee, is one of 16 short films being shown at the event from May 31 to June 2. The film was shot at Monogram's coffee roasters in Galt and centers around a man going on several coffee dates. It's a repeating circular dialogue, same date, different person, Langford said. The repetitiveness helps the audience feel the frustration of the character. Langford was at the Grand River Film Festival earlier this month and is making his third trip to the KW version. He's the only Cambridge filmmaker to have his work on display this year. He believes the lack of representation from the city could be due to timing of production and when films are completed, citing multiple entries from Cambridge in previous years. "There's a lot of great artists here in Cambridge and great locations," he said. "We're known for being a location hub." One of Langford's first film experiences came as a background actor in The Handmaid's Tale when it was being shot 5 minutes from his house. He hopes hometown success stories inspire others to pursue their passion. "You don't have to go to Toronto, New York or Los Angeles," Langford said. "People are making small and big films locally. I grew up here and there's diverse people who need to be showcased." Daniel McLeod, the founder and organizer of the KWFF, said elevating local talent is what the festival is all about. "The festival was started by filmmakers, for filmmakers, because what was around here wasn't welcoming to us," McLeod said. "We needed a place to share each other's work, inspire each other, build new connections and then go make new art together." McLeod believes the welcoming community and support has helped advance his own career. All proceeds from the festival go back to the filmmakers creating the content. "I wouldn't have been able to make my last feature film if it wasn't for the connections I've made at these screenings," he said. "It's not a lot of money, but every little bit helps towards the budget of the next film." Langford also points to the Bernice Adams legacy as being critical to the success of local talent and he encourages people to look into the grants they give out. Coffee is one of several projects to receive funding that helps turn ideas into reality. "By seeing it in your community, it makes you realize it's more accessible than you think," Langford said. "These are opportunities that exist."